Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, you and I just chatted on last weekend's show discussing some of the updates to news when it came to exploration results, a general update on what's happening at San Marcial, as well as Plomosas, and also a bought deal financing that was upsized to $8.1 million. This week, we got some more high-grade gold and silver results from the Plomosas project in the Plomosas mine area. Now, this is one of six areas that the company has prioritized for exploration, and these drill results, again, they're coming from historical drill holes that were never released to the market. Some of the headline numbers, 1.8 meters at silver equivalent of over 3,000 grams per ton, so over 3 kilos. I noticed the higher gold component here, 30.6 grams per ton gold. Take us through these drill results, balancing out this higher gold component that you're seeing.
Thank you, Corey. As you said, this is another set of drill holes that are historic, that we have validated. We know the location, we have the documentation and the assay certificates that prove that the drill holes exist, and they have never been released. The drill holes are, they are a mix of underground and surface drill holes. The headline of the title, 1.8 meter at 30 grams per ton gold, 118 grams per ton silver, 3,092 grams per ton silver equivalent, is an underground drill hole and was drilled probably 300 meters below the surface in an area that the Grupo Mexico did underground development but did not mine. They were thinking about to mine the breccia that's polymetallic, but this high-grade silver and gold vein, it's there. And the these veins represents another area of potential definition of resources in the future. Because now what we are going to do is likely to go underground, because the underground development is already in place in good conditions. And with the capital that we raised, is going to make the cash position of the company north of 10 million Canadian dollars to be fully funded. That is going to allow us maybe to bring some more drill rigs and put them underground and work with them.
Okay, so actually start drilling some holes yourself, underground holes, which do help to more cheaply define some of these vein systems, and that is common in Mexico, these vein systems. Can you share with us how many veins you think this initial area, this Plomosas mine area, has that you're exploring for?
So far, we've been able to identify three major subvertical structures. I would refer to figure one on the news release. They are the blue lines, the faults that are deep 80 degrees. So that probably is what we know so far. Three areas, three zones that are outside of the major polymetallic zone. And we know at this stage that we have, and we have evidence that they run approximately up to 300 meters of strike length, but open on both ends. So that's what we know at this stage. And thickness, 2-3 meters wide.
Now, how many more historicals do you still have to release from just this Plomosas mine area?
Based on the due diligence that we did through the acquisition of the Plomosas, we came across 200, close to 290 drill holes at Plomosas. We have not validated all of them. Every section we validate. I believe that this stage we have released approximately close to 30 drill holes. So you can see that there's still a large amount of holes to be released.
Now, Marcio, when it comes to you actually getting your own drill underground, do you have a general time frame on that?
Since we got this, the high interest in the financing, and we became fully funded for the next 2.5 years at least, we are advanced discussions with local providers in Mexico, and also taking advantage that the region is a mining district. We have a lot of local operators with ability to drill underground. I believe by mid-June, we might have a more definitive position to be drilling some holes at Plomosas or San Juan. That's the goal.
So if you had to rank some of these priority areas, yes, you have six of them, but we have gotten a number of results from this Plomosas mine area. We've also gotten a number of results from the San Juan zone. Are these two your initial focus here?
That's right. For a matter of access and the data that's more connected together and easier to release section by section, we made a decision to work with these two areas. But the other four ones also have some interesting results. We might start to release some of the other ones as we get more familiar with the mineralization style on those assets and we get comfortable and validate all the documentation related to those areas as well.
So we should then continue to see other drill results from these other areas. But when you do get a drill on the ground, especially for underground drilling, it will be focused on the Plomosas mine area.
That's right.
Okay. Now, in terms of the cash that the company has raised, as I mentioned, bought deal financing upsized to $8.1 million. What's the total amount of money that the company has in the bank? And what kind of run room does this give you to continue to explore?
Yeah. With the financing that probably likely there will be a green shoe is going to be fully exercised, get close to $9 million of total finance and the cash position, we're going to be having more than $10 million Canadian dollars in the bank by the end of this month.
Okay, now what kind of run room does that give you?
Probably 2.5 years minimum.
Okay. So the company will just continue to explore, but then remember, you also have the San Marcial project that is also being explored. So two projects in a well-known jurisdiction. What do you want to leave listeners, investors with understanding that exploration is going to continue here?
This company is important to say that's the first company to be able ever to control all the assets that are the most important silver and gold assets in the Rosario mining district. Until last month, all the assets were controlled by different companies. So with the acquisition of Plomosas, we became the first time ever company to really control Plomosas, San Marcial, and the portfolio that we had in the past. And the company is fast tracking towards to get some resource estimations done this year, at least for someone, and we will increase the drilling. Not only on the six areas and with the cash in the bank, we will be chasing the other 16 areas that we believe we have some indications of mineralization inside the Plomosas project.
Okay, so a lot of exploration still on tap for this company. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. The stock has been performing pretty well. Even today, it's up nicely on the back of this news from yesterday. So, Marcio, keep up the good work. Thank you for sharing this update, and I will follow up with you as we get more results. Thank you.
Thank you.